Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Dusty Voorhees, Senior Product Manager for Freedom Scientific. And there are a lot of new things that have been talked about here at ATIA. Of course, we broke a story about a month ago about the upcoming release of OpenBook 9, something you gave a presentation on this week. So first of all, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Let's talk about OpenBook 9 and what is some of the exciting new features that are going to be in version 9.
OpenBook 9 has several aspects of what we're doing, but probably the biggest aspect is we're going away from what we've traditionally called scanning modes to what we're calling workflows. And kind of the key behind workflows is we're separating processes that were all grouped together before. So the process of acquiring the image versus the process of doing the OCR versus what do we do with it after we have the text.
Okay.
Those are all separate processes now.
Can you then, as a user, customize how you want your workflow to follow? Or
yes, out of the box, we will have several workflows, and we've named them conveniently, similar to what they're used to. Like we have acquire and read
for users who don't want to
for users who are used to using scan and read and acquire in background. We have like six different workflows that we have, and if you go into the workflows, it'll be under right now. And this could be subject to change. It's the recognition page of the settings. If you go into the workflow and you select one of the workflows, you say, oh, I like the scan and read, but I want a scan and read that does Spanish. So I've selected scan and read. I do create new. It'll bring in all the properties that are in the current scan and read, and I can change anything I want in there.
Okay. This is a an idea. I think that's kind of came from, I know OmniPage has done a workflow thing for a while, So definitely interesting to see that. This is the first AT product that you know of that's done it, as far as OCR?
Yes, I think so.
Right. What else is in there in version 9?
With the workflows, I'm going to keep coming back to the workflows for a minute because there were several advantages. One was I can, customize my thing. I can have workflows that are the same except for different languages, or the same except for it's grabbing a color image versus a black and white image.
Okay.
But also in separating those processes, now we're able to carry out one of the processes and then later do the other process. For example, I'm scanning, I've got a real fast scanner and I'm scanning in lots of pages.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got to run. Well, it used to be with OpenBook, I've got to leave that thing running so it could do the OCR in the background, and then I'd come in the morning and close the document or read the document, whatever I want. With what we have now, I can scan 200 pages in there, and let's say that it's recognized 40 of those.
Okay.
But it's time to go home. I need to read some of this at home. Well, I just close the document. All the images are in that document.
Right.
I go home, and as soon as I open up the document, it continues its OCR, and it keeps my place where I was unless we continue reading.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What about the document saving and conversion? Is that part of the workflows? Could you have it scan OCR and save to a Word file all in one workflow? Or?
Yes, we have... You select which workflow you're going to use, and then you can actually tell it to, use the launchables and tell it to put it into RTF or put it into Word or something, take it into another document. So that's easy enough. I'm trying to think of all the settings that I have in there in my mind as you're doing that.
Sure.
Do I have a setting to say what is the format at the end, and I'm not positive if I do or not.
Right. Okay.
One of the other things with this is since we've separated out the processing, we're able to kind of spoon feed the OCR recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So once I've acquired an image, then within usually 2 to 5 seconds, we start speaking that page. We may not have recognized the entire page yet, but we can start reading the first paragraph to you, and by the time you get the first paragraph read, we've fed in the next 2 or 3 paragraphs.
Right.
So it allows you to have a much shorter time between you when you acquire the image and when it actually starts reading.
Sure. How do you differentiate OpenBook from other solutions? The OCR market, as you probably know, has become quite crowded. There's at least 2 new software packages announced here, and also several other portable solutions. So how do you keep OpenBook relevant?
Well, one of the key things is our focus on accuracy. Open Book has always been the most accurate product on the market, and we've done a lot of improvements in there in this version. One of the things is we focused on tables and how we handle tables when we run into, how we know for sure we have tables. But, you know, we're looking at the accuracy in there. We have thousands of documents that we use as far as testing and with ground truth files to say how accurate is this coming, and those documents are set up with all different formats. So we put a big focus on let's make sure we have the most accurate we can. In our settings now, instead of, you know, traditionally you would say, I want this engine or this engine or this engine doing the recognition. What we're doing now is we recognize, okay, which engines do certain parts of that job better, and so we're giving the users a simplified choice of, do I want, you know, most accurate, which is going to take longer to do, but it's, you know, really focused on making sure it gets everything, you know, in the right place, that type of stuff, or fastest, and then we have one setting in between, and we're going to default to that setting in between because the accuracy on it is almost as good as the most accurate, and the time is much shorter.
What do you mean by short? How depend on the operating system or the processor?
The process in the OCR to get the entire page, you know, it's like, you know, if you go to the most accurate, you're probably going to be 10 seconds longer to process the entire page,
okay,
even though you start getting things earlier. And the difference in the accuracy was, you know, 1 or 2% accurate difference. So it wasn't worth, you know, that extra time as a default setting.
But you could scan a whole bunch of pages, and if you had the OCR run overnight, you would have time for this to let it run the highest setting if you wanted to. Is there what's the release date for version 9?
We're looking at second quarter.
Okay.
And so we're a couple months out there and moving there. One of the other features we're adding in this version is the check for updates, like we have in JAWS and we have in Magic. So a user can actually, as we put updates out in the field, they do a check for updates in there, it downloads and installs, and they've got the latest update to their version of Open Book.
Sure. Speaking of Magic, there's been a lot of talk about the latest Magic 12. Why don't you talk a little bit about what's new in that?
And Magic 12, the biggest thrust out there is our new HD smoothing, to where we've really put a focus on how do we smooth the characters, how do we present the characters on the screen. I showed that here at the show and got a, you know, great response to how smooth everything is. But that's not, you know, I mean, while that's the biggest thing that people are going to see, there's lots of other areas that we've put focus on. Like we now support PowerPoint. We support Skype 4.1 in there and the other versions. In Windows 7, we've added in new support for the calculator, the taskbar, and the Windows Explorer, which are all new to Windows 7.
Sure.
So while the current version works well in Windows 7, it's a little cumbersome in those three areas, so it won't be anymore after we get 12 out.
And when are you thinking of getting 12 out?
12 will be released second quarter as well. So
got a busy second quarter.
I have a busy first quarter.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Second quarter, I can relax a little more. But yes, we've got that going. One of the things for trainers out there is the JAWS tandem that you're used to having in JAWS is now added to Magic, to where a Magic user could support a JAWS user, or a JAWS user, a Magic user, or Magic and JAWS. The speech that goes across, you're going to get just like you do in JAWS tandem.
Right.
The image, you're going to get their natural image of their desktop. You're not going to get their visual enhancements and that type of stuff, but you can look at what their settings are.
How would a JAWS user support a Magic user? Would they hear the speech, or how?
They'll hear the speech just the same way that the Magic user would be hearing it, and, you know, they can go through their settings and adjust their settings, do that type of stuff.
And would that be included in the current pricing for JAWS tandem?
Yes, it'll be the same as the JAWS tandem price.
So you wouldn't have to pay an additional to support Magic users?
No, because you've already bought that server license.
Sure. Okay. So that's Magic version 12. And one of the other things with Magic recently has been more introductions to scripting in Magic. What does scripting do for a magnification product?
Well, it's, we use the scripting a lot for supporting the individual applications, just like we do in JAWS. So, you know, out of the box, we have a base set of scripts that can kind of controls, you know, how we function generally throughout Windows. But in certain applications where they break rules and that type of stuff, you know, scripting can allow you to get around there. Or, you know, one example from one of our dealers with Scripting Magic is they were in a terminal service, you know, place where there was a call center. And in the application, they had a combo box that would pop up, and in there it might say Dusty Voorhees, Freedom Scientific, you know, information about me, all in a single line across the screen because I'm the call that's coming in. Well, that's real. While JAWS reads that really nice, and Magic reads it really nice, visually, the
little
visual person has a hard time with it because it's spread clear across.
Sure.
Right below that, there was a box that had Dusty Voorhees on one line, Freedom Scientific on the next line, and my title on the next line. And so they scripted it so that when you landed in that control that gave you all that information on a single line, it moved the visual focus to the other box. So,
okay.
So that
you could see it.
You could see all those things, you know, very easily. So that's just one example out there.
Sure.
Another example is, you know, there's the JSay product for JAWS.
Right.
And now they have a Say Magic product. And the Say Magic product is written around a magnification user. And so with the scripting that they do in there, they can say set magnification to 4 and then set magnification to 1.1. And they could quickly jump to some magnification levels where it would take several keystrokes to do that with the keyboard.
Sure. Updates are still coming out for JAWS version 11. What's on the horizon as far as in the near future for JAWS?
Well, JAWS, you know, 12 is slated for later in the year. We're still not divulging a lot of what's in there. One of the things that I can talk about is, you know, in 11 we put in the research at tool. We're building more on that. We're going to have a new user interface in 12 that makes it much more convenient to use it for, say, example, I type something in and the results I get back aren't satisfactory. Well, now I can just Alt-Tab back to another control and type thing, you know, type it in a different search and run that one. So we're going to have a new user interface on Research It, and you know, that's what Eric's been talking about most here at the show when he talks about
tomorrow. Sure. Actually, back to Magic for a second, a question I've been asking all of the magnification dealers here. How do you differentiate Magic now that Windows 7 is including a built-in magnifier?
Well, the magnifier that's in there does not have the power to really allow you to, I mean, the scripting language in there to allow you to really customize for certain applications. But it also doesn't have all the tools like the mouse enhancements, the cursor enhancements, the color enhancements that we include. And, you know, what they have is really a skeleton sort of program. It's not something that you could run all day and do a job.
Sure. How can people get in contact with Freedom Scientific?
They can, you know, get information off our webpage, which is www.freedomscientific.com, or they can call in on our sales number. If you're in the U.S. and Canada, it's 800-444-4443. And so they can call in on that number and get information.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dusty. It's been a pleasure.
Betcha.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.